Hey, everybody. Welcome back to On the Shelf, a program that is dedicated to helping you get your products on the shelf of a major big box retailer. I am your host, Tim Bush, and as you can tell from my voice, I am still sick. Not as sick as I was last week, which was the reason we couldn't give you a Wednesday show. Very much apologize for that. But still, my voice is not fully back to normal. But I couldn't wait any longer. I couldn't stop it. And so here we are. So I apologize that you have to listen to me like this, but what am I going to do? Nothing to do. Today is Monday. Time for Start Your Week Wisdom. And the wisdom that we're going to throw out there for you today is about your customers. I want to ask you a question first and foremost, because we have a little bit of a, what's the word for it? Case study. Okay. And it's real recent too. So I want to start with a question though. I want to ask you, do you know who's buying your product? Not male, female, or, you know, young, old, but are they the people, the demographic, the type of people that you really thought would be buying your product? Are you on target with the people that you actually made the product for or bought the product for or envisioned that would actually buy your product? It's an important question because if you don't know who they are, if you don't know who's buying your product, then it's very difficult for you to actually market to those people, reach those people, talk to those people on their own level. It's actually virtually impossible. And this came up recently with a client of ours who created, basically for herself, because she couldn't find a good solution, a very high-end functional travel cosmetics bag. Something that could go through TSA, you could carry on the plane, and it was fantastic. She really, the catalyst of it was because she couldn't find anything that she liked, anything that would work for her. And she got frustrated, and so she just sketched one out one day and went through, all the birthing process that you guys are going through. And bam, there she has it. She has a great product. We've been working with her for over a year. And she really felt, when she created this product, that it was going to be bought by people just like her. Road warrior travelers. People that are on the road a lot. People that are in the airport and, you know, gone half the week, every single week. But although some of those people actually buy her product, that is not her key demographic, as it turns out. Her key demographic has turned out to be women ages around 35 to 54, affluent, who like to travel for pleasure. So it couldn't really be any further from who she really thought was going to buy this product, who she really envisioned when she produced the product. That's not who's buying it. That's not who her key demographic is. So it begs the question, what do we do now? Do we buck the system and continue to try to market toward the avid traveler, the road warrior traveler? Or do we acquiesce to what our customer's demanding and what our customer's actually telling us and market to the affluent 35 to 50-year-old woman who likes to travel for pleasure? The answer is actually both, okay? No reason not to target and still go after the demographic that you originally thought was going to buy your product, the avid traveler, the road warrior, somebody who wants a really nice bag that's going to stand up over the over time. It's not bad. You can still market to those people, but you also have to market to the people that are actually buying your product. You cannot leave those people out. You need to expand that. You need to use that knowledge. You have to take what that tells you and really work it, because those are the people that are buying your product. They're telling you something. They're actually speaking to you through their wallet. And it would be foolish to ignore it. Does that make sense? So if you don't know who your customer is and who's actually buying your product, shame on you. Get to work this week and find out who that is. If you do know who it is and it's actually different than what you thought it would be, that's okay. You can still market to who your original demographic you thought would be, but also market to the people that are actually buying your product. Don't make the mistake of ego or pride and say, I'm still going to go this way, when your customers are telling you something different. Okay? Now, something interestingly also happened when we were finding out who our customers were. Over the holiday, we were actually looking at specifically who our customers were, literally looking at their names and the businesses that they worked for. And one thing popped out at us. We had a lady who purchased her product who worked at Hotels.com. Now, of course, I'm a sales guy, and all the bells and whistles go off and say, Hotels.com, synergy, travel, vacation. And, you know, I kind of logged that in the back of my mind, and we talked a little bit about it. And then a week later, that same person came back and bought another bag. Now, she didn't include the Hotels.com this time, but now we know that this person has two bags. And so this last month in January, I shot her an email. I know it seemed a little stalkish. I get that, because we're kind of like pilfering her name out of a list. And we just actually sent her an email that said, hey, notice that you purchased a couple of bags from us, wanted to know how you liked them, and hope they're doing well for you. We also noticed that you work for Hotels.com, and we would love to speak to you with the possibility of partnering up. Very benign email, you know, not aggressive in any way. We did also want to know how she liked the bags. And so, although it was a little stalkish, we sent it off anyway. And she responded right away that she bought the original bag for a friend, loved it so much that she came back and bought it again for herself, took it on a week-long trip to Paris, and now it is one of her favorite travel items. And it just so happens, folks, she works in PR and would love to do some cross promotion with us. We could not be happier. I mean, teaming up with Hotels.com for this client could be huge. But we would have never seen it. We would have never known about it had we not been scanning through the customers that are actually buying her product. It's one thing to know who your demographic is. It's a completely other thing to know who's actually buying your product. Now, I'm not telling you that you need to spend day after day after day going through each name that buys your product, but it doesn't hurt to scan them. Take a look at it. Assign it to somebody else. You never know who you're going to find that actually is buying up your product. So that should be something fun that you can do this week. Take a look at your customers, who's buying your product, specifically who might be buying it. Get a good idea of who your demographic is and make sure that your marketing is in sync, is in synergy with that. Hope that you find out something great. Hopefully you'll find that you're on the right track and all is well. That's what we have for you today. Sorry it couldn't be a little bit longer, but as you can tell, my voice is actually running out. I hope that we're going to be back on Wednesday to have a larger show for you. A lot of it will depend on how I'm feeling. And so hopefully we look forward to that. If you like the podcast, if you're getting good information from the podcast, folks, please do two things. One, subscribe to the podcast. Three things. One, subscribe. Two, share it with your friends or anybody that you think might benefit from it. And then three, leave us a comment. Leave us a comment on the show. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to see. If you have a question, if you want to post something up for us to share with everybody, please leave those comments. It really helps for us to make the show better every time. You can reach us a multitude of different ways. You can leave comments actually on the show on iTunes or at the actual mypodcast.com where it's hosted. You can reach out to us on Twitter at TLB Consult. You can reach out to us on Facebook at TLB Consulting. And as always, you can check in with us on our website at tlbconsulting.com. So listen, hoping you have a fantastic week. Hope you don't have the virus that I got. Hopefully you're healthy and all is well with you. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. And in the meantime, we'll look for your products on the shelf.